USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think that we've done a fantastic job from just about every standpoint. With that being said, no matter where you look, this is something. It's an invisible enemy.
An invisible enemy. That's how President Trump characterizing the coronavirus at the White House briefing. The president outlining a new series of coronavirus guidelines. The two-page list called 15 Days to Slow the Spread. It advises Americans to avoid eating out in restaurants and to avoid social gatherings with no more than 10 people. The president asked about the potential for restrictions on domestic travel.
Hopefully we won't have to do that, but it's certainly something that we talk about every day. We haven't made that decision.
As for the stock market, the largest sell-off ever on Wall Street in one day, with the Dow down almost 3,000 points on coronavirus fears. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Continuing now our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News. At the briefing, President Trump asked about medical professionals, the healthcare workers, and what the government doing to protect doctors and nurses. The president also asked about medical equipment needed to treat those infected.
We are speaking all the time, not only with the people, but also the professional people, the nurses, the doctors. They have been doing a fantastic job. We are also working very much on getting them the kind of equipment that they need, and for the most part they either have it or they will be getting it. But remember this, we want the governors, we want the mayors, we want them locally, from a local standpoint, because it can go quicker. We want them to work, and we had a great talk with the governors today. I think it was a really great talk. There's a tremendous coordination, there's a tremendous spirit that we have together with the governors, and that's pretty much for the most part bipartisan. Yeah.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Despite the continued coronavirus outbreak, a Democratic primary voting continues this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with a preview now from Washington, D.C.
Voters will still be going to the polls on Tuesday in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona, though it's unclear how the growing coronavirus crisis might affect voter turnout. Former VP Joe Biden's enjoyed a string of successes. He's hoping to continue his momentum. Bernie Sanders hoping to slow or reverse Biden's momentum. Florida, the big prize with 219 delegates in play. Illinois offers 155. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To Capitol Hill, where the House passing the emergency coronavirus package at 1 o'clock in the morning Saturday after more than 20 phone calls between House Speaker Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. But where does the legislation stand in the Senate? USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
On Capitol Hill, speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Senate is standing with American workers, families, and businesses during the coronavirus outbreak.
And a growing number of Main Street small businesses face the possibility of significant disruptions as more and more communities begin to hunker down.
McConnell says they can't consider the Democratic passed House legislation until they receive it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.